Blog Talk Radio.
Answer. What these bitches want from us? What? What they want on the feet? What? While Shonda was promoted, what? Sunny out this smoke. Come on. BCB the host. Rounder Meech gun tote. Neat. Crack. Nicky got the cleaver. About two things. Queen B and Diva. All y'all daily. But yet and still. Now y'all on some big shit. Like that dude from True Hill. But yet and still. I'ma still play your record. 8 seasons. About to be 10. Give me a second.
All systems check. 3, 2, 1.
Get ready for your DJ.
Hands down the best party mixer.
Your stage radio.
Now with the hottest party mix.
Let's get this party started.
Drop the beat.
trying to find my lighter. Get in bed with me, yo. I need my lighter. Love is like a lighter. That's a set star. Get that song lighter. Whole lot to talk about tonight. Shout to everybody who came out to the Kings of Culture. Oh, man, a whole lot of kings and queens in the building. We're going to talk about it. Got a long night. Well, at least 2 hours of it. We're going to talk about it, get into it. Showing up for y'all one time for the time. Yes, sir. I'm going to get into this. I don't know the song Me Fue by El Lunatico. I think the song was called Me Fue by El Lunatico. We're going to get into that. Shout to Ray Sullivan, Tuscan and Duck. Going to come back, talk some shit. Shout to the king of our culture. One of them. We'll be back.
Yeah, Lil Looney. Me fui, bro. Hey.
Estaba yo tranquilo, posteado en la esquina, cuando escuché el ruido que ahí venía la policía. Me di vuelta, yo manega, y me puse a correr. Tenía crack, tenía mota y 500 percocé. Esta vez no me alcanzan, eso es lo que yo decía. Aunque tenga que correr toda la noche y todo el día, yo sé que esos cabrones solo me quieren ver fallar. Pero te juro que ese gusto no se lo voy a dar. En lo que estaba corriendo, yo saqué el celular. Busqué el número de meme, le empecé yo a llamar. Le dije, alístate, maniga, traigo la poli atrás. Necesito algo heavy pa' poder yo disparar.
Ay.
Por eso ando relajado, porque todos los míos andan bien armados. Nunca tengo yo que andar preocupado, porque todos los míos va a estar disparando. Sigo tranquilo bebiendo, yo vino, fumé en la mañana con los ojos chinos. Tanta droga, dime cómo la combinas ahora con mentalidad de un asesino. Estaba yo tranquilo, poteado en la esquina.
Esquina,
ya en la esquina. Cuando escuché el ruido que ahí venía la policía.
Sí,
ahí venía la policía. Me di vuelta, maniga, y me puse a correr. Me puse a correr, maniga, me puse a correr. Tenía crack, tenía mota y 500 percocé. Estaba yo tranquilo, posteado en la esquina, cuando escuché el ruido que ahí venía la policía. Me di vuelta, yo maniga, y me puse a correr. Tenía crack, tenía mota y 500 percocé. Esta vez no me alcanzan, eso es lo que yo decía. Aunque tenga que correr toda la noche y todo el día, yo sé que estos cabrones solo me quieren ver fallar. Pero te juro que ese gusto no se lo voy a dar. En lo que estaba corriendo, yo saqué el celular. Busqué el número de meme, le empecé yo a llamar. Le dije, alístate, maniga, traigo la poli atrás. Necesito algo heavy pa' poder yo disparar.
Big shout to Latin Looney doing whatever it is Latin Looney does. Came out there, fucked it up. Nick, how was your day? How was your week?
How was my day? My day was cool. Slow motion. But it was a day. It was cool. And you asked me how was my week? My weekend. My weekend, honestly, was so much fun. So much fun. Shout out to the King's event. Shout out to the honorees and the performers. People came from out of town. It was so much support in the building. It was an unmistakable vibe of support in that building that nothing could disrupt it in that building. It was dope.
Yo, shout out to everybody, man, that came out. Shout out to Levi, came outside. Get a quarterly. Shout out to Levi, man. Came out there, fucked the stage up for him. Him and Rome. Shout out to Aunt Rome for pulling up, too. That was dope. A whole lot of kings in the building. Buster Brown, PCP, Steven was in the building. A whole lot of kings was in the fucking building, man. Shout out to Bear, came from out of town. He was in the building. Chels was good, boy. He was in the building. Oh, my God, it was so many people. A-Gang, Tano Lai, Lady Rain, Showtime. They was in the building. My co-host, my DJ, Cutter P, producer, was in the building. Oh, my God. So many kings in the building. So many, so many. Mo Cheddar was in the building. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Shout out to Mo Cheddar.
So many kings. Everybody. Shout out to them queens that was in the building, man. Like I said, again, Tano La. Lizzie Yeo was in the building. Like I said, Lady Rain was in the building. There was so many queens in the building. So many kings. Y'all already know my boo baby day. The big queen was in the building. Oh, man.
Shout out to the big queen.
Shout out to the big queen. Shout out to Miss Diva. Miss Diva was in the building. Oh, man, there's so many queens.
Along with the big king. Okay.
Oh, yeah, y'all know Beast was in the building. Shout out to everybody who came through. Carter J came through me, but he was in the building. Oh, man, there was so many kings in that building. Shout out to Oso Talented for hosting it. Crazy. Whole lot of colossal shit went on Saturday. Whole lot of big boy shit went on Saturday. Whole lot. Oh, man, 2-6 was on fire. On fire. I'm talking about Bunch Road stand up. Oh, my God. There was so many people in the building. Can't even remember half the people that was in the building. Lunatico. Shout out to Lunatico. Of course, he was in the building. Oh, man, it went down. It went down, down, down. QDH, another king, was in the building. Shout out to him. Trying to do him, man. Shout out to QDH. Whole lot of kings was in the building, man. Whole lot of shit went on. Whole lot of parking lot pimping. Heard the parking lot was like a block of leftover. Oh, God. Oh, God, we got so much to talk about. But y'all know we got to get into these records. I don't know where my judge is at. But hopefully they'll be here. If you wake up a judge, who we got first?
So, on last Friday, look, when we last saw our faithful Messy Mara.
Messy Mara.
Opportunity.
Yo, we got Shaysha Blanco going to be the judge this week. Say your music into the stage radio. Shout to Florida. Florida stand up. It's going to be epic. Messy Mara, this is her joint. We be back. Let's see if we still like it.
Wanna question my intellect, they only think on the internet. Nah, I ain't feeling that Mara is full in effect. Man, I'm smoking these beats, I like cigarettes. Haters be smoking my page, yeah, they trying to see what they can contain. Crazy unique, but they all the same.
Let it speak back
when you mention my name.
They mention for fame.
fame. They tryna look off my brand. You know that I'm in demand. You tryna hate with fucking the fans. Yet that didn't make you any bands. Yeah, that was the plan. Go call up your queen.
Queen.
We ain't even breaking a sweat. Tryna catch up, but you wasting your breath. Rap game, I'm the only one left. Yeah. Thought that you had it. You thought you were safe till I had it. I had to bag it. You ain't a challenge. Any opportunity, I grab it. Thought that you had it. You thought you were safe till I had it. I had to bag it. You ain't a challenge. Any opportunity, I grab it. Annihilate them with a verse. I've been going at it since birth. You ain't believe me at first. I'm killing these niggas that think that they rappers. I leave them all dead in the hearse. They tryna steal on my shine. Like, give me that nigga. You know that it's mine. Ain't talking money. You wasting my time. Don't let me then follow suit in line. Waving the line. I'm custom design. Might wanna lay off that weed. Cause I do not care who you think you rap better than. I swear that you are not better than me. You need to see.
You need to see.
Then Mara is planning the beat.
On top of the game,
I'm planning the stage. So if you ain't with me, get out of the way. I don't fool with the basics.
Basic.
I am one of the greatest.
Greatest.
I ain't one of your homeboys. Nah, I ain't nothing to play with.
Nah.
Say you rocking the latest. That's your dance, don't try it. Tryna play that tough guy, I cannot refuse to buy it. Thought that you had it. You thought you were safe till I had it. I had to bag it. You ain't a challenge. Any opportunity, I grab it. Thought that you had it. Thought you would stay till I had it. I had to bag it. You ain't a challenge. Any opportunity, I grab it.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Messy Ma, doing whatever Messy Mama do. Check for her on that value to claim your crown. Claim your crown. Whole lot went on, man. Whole lot of good performances last Saturday. Whole lot of good performances, man. Like I said, Levi killed it. Race Teller Music Group. Body. As usual, nothing else was expected from them.
Lizzie Yeo,
fire, can't do and destroy the stage. Lizzie Yeo,
what I admired about the list
Lizzie
of
Yeo
performers.
Came.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Lizzie Yeo came through with the African, you know what I mean, princess.
She was dressed as a queen.
That baby was ready to dress like a queen and crown her king. What you admired?
I admired the participation of this show. Everyone stayed until the end. They supported each other. They came through when someone else was performing. I commend their camaraderie, King's Event.
Shout out to Payway. Came through and bodied at 15 years old. Came through Young Prince and bodied it. Payway. Oh, man, it was epic out there. Nicky Dawn was out there. Shout out to Nicky Dawn, too. Hell, yeah. There was a lot of people out there, man. A lot of people out there. Shout out to King Jones. Another honoree. King Jones doing big things in the Fayetteville, North Carolina area. If y'all know him, salute him. Follow him, King Jones. Follow him because that man is doing a lot of things in his food. For real. Came through there with Ever King. King came through with the baby. And the missus. Shout out to King out there working hard. Gonna bring the kids.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. I thank him for coming through.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. Shout out to King. tell you, whole lot of kings was crowned. Whole lot of shit was going on. Nikki, who we got next? I know a lot of bodies did too. You gonna talk
she
about
really
that?
She really did. She really did.
We're gonna talk about that. A-Game came through. Shout out to A-Game. A-Game bodied it. Shout out to her. Well, a whole
hello,
lot of
hello.
Kings and queens was in the bed.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Hello, the stage radio. Shut up. Everybody in the stage radio land, what's going on, everybody? What's going on?
Oh, Lady Rain is in our building. Shout out to Lady Rain. BME stand up. Lady Rain is in the building. BME. We got a lot to talk about with you, too. We need to know what's going on because the people want to know what the hell happened. Who we got next?
It's the Lemon Pepper Freestyle by Mr. Ha.
Mr. Ha. King Super. Let go. This is Stage Swamp City BX. We'll be back.
I gotta smoke something to this right here. Yo, ha, ha, ha. Can I talk my shit on this though?
Let's talk about these niggas out here riding my wave. Talk behind my back but never say it to my face. This the tortoise versus the hare, we running a different race. I'm just trying to keep it calm and not catch another case. The fact is I've been killing for a minute. I'm sick with the wordplay, the people say that I'm gifted. The guard different from y'all, be on some petty shit. While I stay focused and ignore all the ignorance. They say I'm arrogant cause I don't hang around no more. I just got tired of the same shit and I wanted more. Out of life, roll the dice, praying not to crap. But I've been there before, always seen the bounce back. The ghost trooper, I'm something you not used to. I seen the future and none of y'all made movement. I've been proving to y'all I've been the truth, man. So give me my flowers now, close the curtain, take a bow.
They saying the ghost's back. Yes indeed. I've been nice. We've been great. I do this cause I can, man.
Free all you, baby. Super. How hard I gotta go to prove my excellence. I stood tall in every battle and always made my presence felt. I'm legendary. You niggas barely made a peep, so stop with the bullshit. I'm the first you call whenever the drama hit. Superstars back, ain't no killing me. I'm still in the kitchen whipping for the first and 15. Mixing up these bars for the game, they fucking need me. Feel the spirit to the great, rest in peace to Nipsey. DMX, Pop Smoke, and Kobe. Tupac, B.I.G., they all watching over me. My moves a little different, watch my friends a lot closely. My bitch all upset cause I'm moving by coastal. I smoke a lot more. That shit calm the paranoia. Spill Teddy on my J's. No memories in the morning. They say they love me now till I'm passing them in the foreign. Then it's plot to take my life, leave my family all in mourning. What the fuck is that? I'm live from Madison Square. Go level activated. Y'all been camming too long. Your sound saturated. Playing dresser for master. You niggas fabricated. Ain't no truth for your lines. You niggas stop the fake shit. Talking cheap, so I'm walking to my own beat. The streets love me. They call me the last OG. Still on my hustle, man. Kid me some new J's. Honor roll, 3 year statement. Man, my boys ain't playing.
Shit keep going and going. Free all Zoo. I've been trying. Shit don't get real. Shit get real.
Yeah. Too many questions, too many answers. Same old two-step, too many dances. Top flight security of the world, Craig. But it feel like to me, yeah, the world's dead. My insecurities between you and me. Usually haters try to be cool with me. The oddball try to avoid headshots like a dodgeball. Suffer from depression, but I'm fine, y'all. Like the time stall, mind y'all. Business time is money, so don't stop my business. Timeline different like your eyes start to hear and your mind start to listen. I go deep in a rabbit hole, grab and go while I grab my gold. Fuck a hook in the bridge when I pass a toe. You can catch a COVID from a comic code. That's a
fact, matter of fact, grimy streets in my habitat, blasting cats, full of hopes and dreams, trying to get my passion back. NYC, that's where I get my swagger at. Swagger back, dance move Mick Jagger at. Rolling Stone, I roll alone. Godfather and soul, James Brown, Coleon. A little mixture, Tupac, let's pour out a little liquor. Big homie to you little niggas. Flashing lights for a few pictures. Capture the moment, then you put a caption on it. You capping, homie. New vinyl for the fabric, homie. Only Oscars over there when they acting phony. Me and Bruce the Broadway when they ask for Tony Awards. Round of applause, disappear from my life with no magic involved. This is easy. Nigga with an attitude like easy. Crack a few shells, eggs over easy. Turkey sausage, orange juice, glad for me. I know you're not in the sad to see. Gave you flowers, but you don't clap for me. Yes, I'm asking for 2 months like school lunch. I'm from the dirt like Tulip, so tool up.
Swamp City music, bitches. Your shit just been snatched.
Swamp City, Swamp City.
Them swamps doing whatever it is the swamp does. Yo, so I asked my sister, Lady Ray. Lady Ray, she said, She said, you want to perform June 12th? She said, I think I'm going to be out of 10. So we couldn't put on the car. Then my sister made a big, her business to pull up and support. Whole lot of shit went crazy. Whole lot of shit went down. Tunnel line the building. Lady Ray in the building.
Indeed.
Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's find out what really went down. So it's been said that Lady Ray snatch the mic from Tunnel Nut. Now, you know, if you know BC, you know BC can't see. So BC want to know what happened. Lady Red.
So,
okay, so, you know, Let me first say it's good to be here tonight, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate the platform. I didn't get the invitation. I ain't see on the Facebook to come on too late, but I'm glad I'm here. So anyway, the thing is, I was asked to perform 12 for the King of Culture event. Shout out to all the kings that were honored, those that weren't, et cetera, et cetera. Shout out to Beastie and Nikki for even putting on a platform for it. And I had an engagement to open for Lil Thumper in Atlanta, however the case may be. You know what I'm saying? I found it more important to support my city than to go to Atlanta. And that's what I did.
Yes, sir.
I don't feel like I'm getting to a point in my career, and it comes with growth, right? And it all comes from, like, having people in your life like Nikki and Beastie, where you get to learn certain things along the way in your career, where you don't have to hit every mic that you go to, right? You can sometimes pull up to support. So that's what I did. I pulled up to support the Kings, Ty No Lie, A-Gang. I most definitely wanted to support my sisters and whatever the case may be. I was asked about 15, 20 million times to perform, or were you performing? And I'm like, no, anybody can tell you. That I was like, nah, not performing. But it was in my head, like, you know, huh?
I said, that's what you said. That's all I heard.
Right.
You say
multiple times to multiple people. You feel what I'm saying? So then, like, I'm like, okay, so this is my family right here. I did, however, want to surprise my family with the drop of the new single that's coming out under the A&E management thing. You feel me? So, like, a song that ain't never, I just wanted to drop. I didn't want to perform it. You know what I'm saying? So when the song was dropped, the mic was put in my hand. I did not snatch no mic from Ty. I would never disrespect another artist, no matter who they are, number one. But this is my little sister.
You understand what I'm saying? This is somebody that I converse with, conversate with, communicate with, damn near on a daily basis. You understand what I'm saying? So I would never, I'm like one of her biggest fans. She's one of the most lyricalist motherfuckers I've ever met in my life. She got a story to tell.
Okay.
I would never disrespect her like that. So I did not snatch the mic. The mic was put in my hand, and I took off. That's what happened.
You sang yesterday on live. If y'all know Lady Rain, y'all can go back and look at the live, Lady Rain live. She don't take her live down. She ain't secretive. She keep it popping. All right, so on your live, you say somebody has shoot a mic. Who is this somebody? Because here at the Stage Radio, we don't do subs. Who put the mic in your head?
The DJ put the mic in my hand.
The DJ. Okay. But the DJ came to me. Since we don't do subs, we cut it out. I spoke to the DJ yesterday. And the DJ came outside, and he was like, yo, if my bro says she can perform, she can perform. If she can, she can. I said, bro, at this time, I don't know. It might be a no, because I got too many performers right now. I say, but Nikki said, if it's room at the end, she can rock. He said, okay, well, then she can't perform. Okay, then we come this, now we here today. And the DJ told me he did not put the mic in your hand. He said,
wow.
Oh, so talented, put the mic in your hand.
Wow. I wouldn't say Oso did that. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm not going to say the DJ did it. I don't know who did it. All I know is the mic was put in my hand and it wasn't snatched out of time. You understand what I'm saying? So, this is the thing that I want to do in this interview, if it's okay with you guys. I want to keep what's important, because what's important is one. If I was wrong for what I did, which I could have been wrong for what I did because I was not scheduled to perform. So that's wrong. That was disrespectful. Okay. The apologies go to the Stage Radio. You understand what I'm saying? Because I got to keep what's important. I'm not going to do the he said, she said. I'm not going to do what they said, they said. I'm Lady Rain, period. You understand what I'm saying? Like you said, my live said it all. I don't hide. I don't front. I don't do none of that. I don't flex. None of that. What's important is important. If what I did by performing was wrong and disrespected to the Stage Radio, okay, the apology has been made. And like I told you, Beastie, on the phone, that's all that matters to me. Now, if Tano Live feel like I disrespected her, you understand what I'm saying? Then the apology has been made for anybody to get on Facebook, because I don't do subs either. For anybody to get on Facebook and make a sub about me, that you call yourself my friend, my sister, etc., that's what's important to me. If you didn't have an understanding of what went on and how it went on, being as my sister, my friend, slash friend, whatever you want to call yourself, see, you could have pulled me to the side that night. You could have came in my inbox, or matter of fact, you got my personal number. Many people don't have my personal number. You could have called my phone, but to get on Facebook and make a sub about me, you out of pocket, period. Period.
Okay, Tano Live, what happened?
What up?
Tell me
okay, so this is what I'm going to say. Listen, I'm going to tell you as soon as I think, listen, I was at work, dead ass, real life story. I ain't kept it for nobody. Y'all know how I get
that. No.
I'm at work.
Go back to the show.
You talk about
work.
To the show. Okay, we're going to go to the
what
show,
happened?
Right? I'm outside. I'm asking Oto. I'm like, well, where I'm at? Where my plate? He's like, you 13. I said, okay.
Shut up, Oto.
So I'm out there. We in the back because, you know, everybody can't be in the front. I'm in the back. So there's somebody come out there and be like, all right, this amount of people done went. Is a comedian going up before you, and then after her, you won. I said, all right, cool.
So
I was out there, and that's who it was. It was CJ Starr. So after that, I'm like, all right, she's still up there doing her thing. So I'm like, let me run to the bathroom real quick before I get up there, right? But it was motherfuckers in the bathroom. The door was locked. So then, also, and I ain't saying this as he taking no shot to me. He might ain't know how to say, but I believe that motherfucker all night was calling me T.Y. No Lie, right? So when they called my name, I ain't know who the fuck they was calling. And I'm back there by the bathroom. So then they like, T.Y. No Lie. So then I'm like, I think they talk about me. So I throw my hands up like I'm in the building because other motherfuckers was getting called for certain shit and they wasn't in the building. Like they was next door at the store. So then they had put somebody in there to say some shit, throw a couple jokes out there or whatever, do a song as like they waiting on the person to get up here. So that's what I took it as. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to try to just go ahead and do what I got to do. Bathroom still occupied. So I'm like, fuck it, I just get up there. Boom. On some real shit, Beastie. And anybody who fucking know me, if I got a problem with you, this person that I am right now, if I got a problem with you, there's going to be a whole song out here. I might not put your name in it, but you going to know that I'm talking about you about conversations that I'm having. That night of this performance that I did, bro, I went up to Rain. I'm like, bro, I need you to, you know, watch my bag. I don't trust everybody. I need you to watch my bag. I want you to go live on my phone. She had all my shit. How could I feel disrespected? I trusted her with all my stuff, and it's because I fucked with her like that. So somebody trying to make something that wasn't ugly be ugly. Like, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Because if I was going to be mad about anything that night, it would be that out of everybody who performed that night, my shit was fucking up. But if you look at my live, like I say, Rain had my phone. And she heard my shit fucking up. She seen me about to be on some bullshit. And she was like,
okay, so did she snatch the mic from me?
She ain't snatched the mic from me. Dead ass serious, when I actually finally went up there and they gave me the mic, also gave me the mic. He wouldn't even give me the mic because I didn't have my cover to go over the mic. So I had to go back over there where Ryan was at and dig in my bag and get my mic covered. And then that's when he gave me the mic. So I never had the mic until he gave it to me right before I was about to perform. If you look, you got to go back and look at a couple of people live and the shit that people saying that happened and shit. You can't see.
Okay, so do you think Lady Rain was wrong for skipping you, so to speak?
I'm going to tell you like this. On some real live shit, the whole time that I was there with her, she never said anything about performing. She was like, I ain't coming here to perform, whatever. So me personally, when I was, you know, when nobody didn't see me and they didn't know where I was at and I'm off over there by like the bathroom or whatever, I'm thinking, you know, I think y'all called Looney to get it for his nominee shit and he wasn't in the building. So then somebody started talking, so he walked in. So I thought it could have been like some old, you know what I'm saying? I thought it could have been some, like some shit like, all right, come on. You know, yeah. Like, it could be cool. And I was like, shit, when I came back and I seen her up there, I started recording her off my phone. So it wasn't, I don't know where people got this story from. That's the shit that's pissing me off. And then you put my name in. So it's like, you saying some shit and you.
Kind of like some of that. That recording,
if you got negative,
some of that.
I tried to. It blocked all my shit. It blocked all my. I was trying to send everybody who performed that night that I recorded, I was trying to send it to the stage radio. They told me, like, my shit was banned. Like, I couldn't send it when you put that post up. I put like five people shit up there. I had Lizzie's, I had A Games, I had Lady Brains. I tried to share them shit. The stage radio blocked me.
Send it to the stage radio at gmail.com. Let me take care. Send it to the stage radio. I need all of them. But let me know. So why? Okay, so Lady Ray, why do you think the young lady, shout out to Race Taylor, shout out to her. I'm not going to say her name unless she call in. But why do you think the young lady said you snatched the mic?
I don't know. And I'm going to go through this light question and without it, no. Okay, wait a minute. I'm trying to go through like a question with this part of the question is without getting emotional, right? Because number one, lady, I don't do nothing to nobody. Okay, listen, Granny and Nikki are co-signed for this, okay? Granny, I got a little attitude issue, right? But that's me. I'm Lady Rain, okay? Sometimes it carries an arrogance and an egotistical vibe. That's me. I'm Lady Rain. I don't knock nobody for who they are.
I
don't knock nobody for who they are, how they act, their attitude, because a lot of people got a lot of fucked up ways, and I don't fuck with nobody. You understand what I'm saying? This person that we're referring to is a person that I've conversed with multiple times throughout the years. You feel what I'm saying? Whether it be for advice, whether it be for a possible employment type situation where I can bring on to help me do what I need to do for my brand or whatever the case may be. That's why it's kind of hurtful, because if you felt some type of way about what happened, I feel like you should have been woman enough to either approach me tonight, that night, or to hit my line that morning, especially when you got my personal number. So at this point, I'm feeling like a lot of people got a lot of stuff to say about Lady Rain behind her back. Yeah.
No
issues. No issues. We never had words. Matter of fact, we was just at the VFW post at a Race Taylor event, Busta Brown event together, vibed out and everything together.
I was there with you.
It was like, so when I seen it, I had to snap.
But what made, because I caught the post, and she did not say your name. So what made you think she was subbing you?
BC, only one or two people. Okay, so Showtime did a little intermission and dropped his little song, okay? And then I dropped my turn. Nobody else there that I know of performed that wasn't supposed to perform. Everybody that I seen grab him out, shout out to Lizzie. That's my baby. She did her thing, too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Payway. He did. Oh, I'm so proud of that young man. I don't know what to do. But anyway, like, everybody that I saw perform was, like, had flyers to perform. The only people that didn't was me and Showtime. So either you're talking to him or you're talking to me. So either way it go, if you're talking to him, you're talking to me. If you're talking to me, you're talking to him. You see what I'm saying? It's that way.
Right.
Nobody
right,
else did it.
Right.
But at least I was warm enough to get on the post and say, who you talking about? Instead of you saying, I'm talking about you, or this, that case may be, you got smart. I'm not that chick. I'm not her.
What, you get smart.
Like, I'm you was
say?
There. You seen it with your own eyes. You saw, you like, it came off as, listen, one thing you don't do, you don't try to clear up a mess with tests. You understand what I'm saying? It can be misconstrued. So you was there. Your eyes was wide open. You tell me. Come on, BC. Like, I understand you doing the interview, but come on. Like, it's all good. You're all the way a band. We know who the post was for, because didn't nobody else do or get out of pocket. Of course, I felt some type of way after I... Listen, that's the thing about being real
but, and not being fake.
When you do wait a minute, let me finish. When you do something out of character, you know you ain't supposed to do it, you're going to get convicted right or wrong.
You're right.
Okay. So I knew I wasn't supposed to be performing. I knew I wasn't on the list to perform. So already knowing this, I was like, damn, right, you shouldn't have did that. You understand what I'm saying? You should have did that after I did it. That's the thing about being grown and not being fake and knowing right from wrong. So when I seen the post, I knew the shit was about me. Y'all ain't never known me to be no fake, flawed ass person, and I ain't finna start being that.
Never. All right, so when you seen the post, Conviction is a marker. So when
it
you
is.
Seen the post, you felt that she was talking to you because you wasn't. Okay, now, did the Stage Radio reach out to you?
The Stage Radio did not say nothing to me.
Okay. No host, nobody from the Stage Radio reached out to you?
No.
Now, if you did something wrong, do you feel that the Stage Radio would have reached out to you?
Beastie, again, we have a long-lasting relationship. You and Nikki know me better than anybody that's listening in. Hey, listeners. Nikki knows me better than my mama probably know me. You understand what I'm saying? Nikki has an open door policy when it comes down to Lady Rain. Nikki can call me and say whatever she wants to say to Lady Rain, as long as she say it in respect, and she knows this. You understand what I'm saying? So when Nikki did not call me, and I looked at Nikki, and I looked at Nikki and I said, I'm sorry. And she was like, no, you're not. And I said it again. I was like, I'm sorry. She's like, no, you're not. And I literally was at that point because conviction did hit my spirit. Like, you know, Lady Rand, you know you weren't supposed to grab. You weren't supposed to be on that microphone. So I looked at Nikki and I did apologize that night. But no, the Stage Radio did not. And I know that if the Stage Radio have a problem with anything that Lady Rand do, say, move, how, whatever, they're going to call me because they have that open door policy with me. You understand? We have that type of relationship. Nikki can call me and tell me, well, you just dropped some trash. And because that's my sister and I respect her, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to listen to it and see, okay, yeah, I can see what she's. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that with us.
So what made you think, what made, if you, because I know you're Aries. Shout out to all the Aries on this line But I know as an Aries, moving on, you sat and you thought about it. I know you sat and you thought about it. If you was cool with this young lady, because she's, the young lady is such a sweetheart. I love her so much. What would make her come at you like that?
Beastie, if I had an answer for you, I would give you one. I don't have an answer for you. Understand what I'm saying? What made her think it was even acceptable? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me get this straight. The relationships are different. I consider you to be cool and you to be a friend or whatever the case may be. You feel what I'm saying? I don't feel that you have an open-door policy to drop a sub about me and think that it's okay. That's not, no. That's why the live came hard. That's why the emotions came hard. That's why the feelings came hard. That's why the words came hard. And see, then when people get upset, basically, then you really understand how they really fucking feel about you, right? Because in the live, if you go look at the live, all I want to know is why the sub. Why you didn't call me? Why you didn't text me? Why you didn't pull me to the side and say something to me that kind of way, in a respectful adult kind of way, a business-like kind of way, but you felt the need to go on social media and try to publicly humiliate. You get on my live and you want to talk about everything, but that's why don't nobody want to work with you because you're a personality. Who don't want to work with Lady Rain? Race Taylor? You? Your crew?
Why?
Because everybody else that I know? Everybody
why
else that I know that's approaching me right now want to work with Lady Rain. So where is that coming from? See, now I know how you really feel about me.
Why would she make a statement like that? Why would they say no one wants to work with you? What would you think?
Get her on the phone. Get her on the line. Get her on the Stage Radio. Let's find out. Because that question that you're asking is the same question that I'm asking. Like, for real. What about me that you think you know that you really don't know? Because we don't go kick it for coffee. We don't go kick it for Cokes and drinks and Pepsis and shit. We don't go dancing, salsa and shit. We don't do none of that shit. So what makes you think that you have the audacity to know me so well that don't nobody want to work with me? When I can go down a whole list of artists in DeVille, artists in Charlotte, artists in D.C., artists in California, artists at VA that wants to work with Lady Rain.
And again, not an egotistical thing, but I'm out here busting my ass and not fucking with nobody. So what makes you think that you have the audacity or you have the balls or you have the place to put something like that in your mouth? When it come down to me, I don't want to know about who wants to work with me. I don't want to know about your personal feelings for me. All I want to know is why did you feel the need to get on Facebook, a social media platform, and try and deface my brand by saying I was disrespectful. And yeah, you was talking to me because when you got on the live, you did not say you weren't talking to me. Oh, I said it because of this. And I said it. That's why I don't know about, oh, you just don't cuss. I say what the fuck I want to say. Did you listen to things to say? I cuss if I want to. I'm 41. Ain't no grown person finna check me, especially if you ain't paying my bills and I ain't done nothing to you. Come on, BC.
Okay,
I ain't messing with nobody
lie.
Out here.
Okay, turn no lie. She was
what's up?
Defending you. The young lady was defending you.
I don't take it as being defending. No, listen. That right there. How she put it, when I said what I had to say, and I'm going to tell you right now, that Tasha Bills, who I was a couple of years ago, I probably would have been naive and was like, nah, da, 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 whatever. No, nobody can manipulate my mind right now. And if somebody could, it'd probably only be one person. I'm just keeping it to myself. But on some real-ass shit, nobody could tell me who I'm going to do this with or I'm going to do that with or nothing. And if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. This is me. And if I'm not mistaken, this is all Aries. I fuck with you until you prove me the fuck wrong. And then I can't fuck with you like that. I might still be cordial with you. I might still be cordial with you in public, but I can't fuck with you like that. That's an Aries thing.
Yeah,
I peeped you a long time ago. So when you disappoint me, I been knew you was gonna do that shit.
But even with that being said, BC, with even that being said, with her, you asking that question right there, saying that she was defending her. Ty got on my live. And when Ty got on there and said, Ty even got on the live and made the comment, did nobody snatch nothing from me? You're defending her, right? But when she tell you, did nobody snatch no mic from you, you get on there and you type, Ty no lie, stop lying. Stop lying. You did look at her. You was standing there looking at her strange. Come on, man. Come on. It's an inside issue. And if you got that issue with me, baby, bring that smoke. That's how I feel. It's an inside issue. You got with me.
Well,
bring it.
What we don't need is smoke. I'm cool for the conversation. I'm cool for the argument. But it's too many people dying. I don't want to reference.
Do you think
no
people
smoke.
Like that make those decisions before they open their mouth, though? Like, don't I'm not out here messing with nobody.
But here at the Stage Radio, we do not promote smoke. We promote comedy. I'm with the argument, but
it's funny.
Let's talk about.
It's funny. It is
you know,
comedy to me.
You know what's funny? It's funny as shit.
I'm telling you.
Because
no,
at
I ain't even talk about no smoke.
At the end of the day, hold on, time of life. At the end of the day, I love her. I love Lady Rain. I love Channel Live. And I don't mean none of y'all in no bullshit. I love all three of y'all.
I learned my lesson about the bullshit.
So at the end of the day, Lady Rain did not snatch the mic from Channel Live. It's what Channel Live is saying right now.
Did not.
She said she was given the mic by the DJ. The DJ said he did not give her the mic. So we need to...
Somebody gave me the mic and I took it.
Cut a piece, call me. Have you listened to DJ?
Somebody gave me the mic and I took it. I'm sorry.
That's what you were supposed to do.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Y'all trying to know me like I'm trying to do without emotion.
That's what you were supposed to do.
You know me.
You know you, Nikki, Ty, y'all know me. Y'all know that the music at the end of the day is all I have left.
Right.
All that I have left. You feel what I'm saying? It's all I got left. So when I hear stuff, I'm sorry if y'all feel like I disrespected anybody. But
no.
If somebody deface y'all and question your character on public platform, what you gonna do? Like, for real, I even look back at the live. Did y'all see my brother jugging to my new shit? Did y'all see BC? Look at Looney's. Look at Christian's live. My brother was jugging to my shit. Like, on high call volume. You hear me? Hey, game over that jig. That's what I keep looking at the live for. At the end of the day, my music is all I got left. At the end of the day, Lady Rain is all I got left. You understand what I'm saying? It's like so much stuff going on in my life right now. You don't ever know what people going through. So it's best not to get on public platforms and try to deface nobody and try to disrespect nobody. You understand what I'm saying? Because you don't know what's going on in my life for you to be doing something like that. And I ain't never done nothing to this chick. I've always had the most utmost respect for her hustle. She's a badass. You understand what I'm saying? She's good in the streets. She's good for the streets. She's good for the brands that she's presenting right now. Never had a bad thing to say about her. So, y'all don't understand how upset I am because I don't do nothing to nobody. I'm out here busting my ass to leave a legacy before I leave this earth, and people to just to pull strings like that ain't cool. It ain't cool.
She's amazing. That's why I'm trying to understand why would she come at you, because she's amazing. So I don't understand why would she come at you.
And then she, like, said something about she, like, left a comment telling me something. I rolled my eyes when I hugged her. Let me tell y'all something. Can I speak to the radio man for me? Listen, Lady Rain walked out this door when she goes to shows or when she go wherever she go, operating on 30-something percent of my lungs. Me and BC just had a conversation about this the other day. If you ain't never looked up sarcoidosis and you don't know what I deal with on a daily basis, then you don't know nothing about me. I walk to shows and I'm operating on less than 30% of my lungs. I'm feeling half bad. I'm in pain. And it's something about when I grab that mic that changed me. But if I roll my eyes or my continence is some kind of way to it's not personal. It's not personal. I walked in there. I didn't even see Nikki when I walked in there. I walked in there with Ty, and I set my ass down, y'all, because I was not feeling well. But I wanted to be there to support my brothers, my bae, and my people. That's it. So why you coming for me? Don't come unless I call you. Don't come unless I call you. Play with your mama. Play your kids. Don't play with me. Because I ain't done nothing to nobody, Beastie.
Y'all,
I'm hurting. I feel like I'm dying right now, but people are taking that for granted, and they taking their craft for granted, but they want to choose to mess with me. Leave
y'all
me alone.
All amazing women and all your ladies, and I need y'all to fix this because y'all all amazing. She's amazing. You amazing. And Ty don't lie, I already know how I feel about her music. And her. I need y'all to get this fixed, man. Because we can't have no more tragedies. I need this music. And if y'all, something happened to y'all, I'm not going to get the music I need. So how can we fix this?
Nobody. You asking questions? Is this a Q&A?
You can't,
is this a Q&A part
nah.
of the goddamn session?
Because I'm an Aries.
How can
we talking all that Aries good shit. I'm an Aries. It's here today. We know we bullheaded, stubborn, and all. I'm good. Don't mention my name. Don't say nothing. Don't sub me no more. Because that's what got us where
you,
we at.
To be totally honest with you, that's how I felt when I seen my name pop up in the live. I was like, bruh. Why the fuck is my name even in this? Like, who? Like, you didn't even say my name. I'm like, why is my name in this? Why did you even have to say my name? You should have just kept it as the mystery factor if that's what you was going to do. I don't like that shit. Because now I'm like,
but
I'm out here and I'm
like, was,
motherfuckers want to hear
from me. She felt that she was defending
me.
You, Tano Locke.
I don't want nobody to defend me. I can defend my own. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell everybody something about me. Let me tell you right now. I don't want nobody going out here defending my honor. I told my kids that. I said, I'm not dead. Somebody say something about your mama, it is not going to kill me. Don't go out here fighting because somebody said something about me. I said, because 9 times out of 10, I'm at work. They mama probably home. She ain't working. I go out here every day and bust my ass. So unless somebody put their hands on you, don't go out here defending my honor because somebody said something about your mama. They didn't say why I am as Tasha, no lie, as Tasha Bills or the missus. I don't need nobody to take up for me. I'm a grown-ass lady. I'm a grown-ass fucking lady. If I felt some type of way, I'd have spoke one to myself. Everybody know that. I done talked about a motherfucker who I was in love with. I done talked about a nigga who I was in love with, BC. That's...
I don't lie.
What?
You was dressed?
I was dressed for what? You damn right I was dressed. Mm-hmm. Shit can't fucking up.
You was out there looking like you were dressed and impressed.
I was dressed and impressed, and I was dressed to give them the wow factor.
So you wasn't out there looking like that?
Motherfuckers wasn't. I was out there looking like I was 12, because when I hit them with the bars, it was going to fuck up their whole fucking head.
I heard you had
that's
no,
how I was
no
going out
pig,
there.
Pigtails in your head,
kind of. I did. I had
looking like you was about 12.
I look like Pippi Longstocking. I look like Pippi Longstocking.
Yo, we're going to get into this way that I can dress. Lady Ray in the building, we're going to give her time to get herself together because Lady Ray ready. Lady Ray ready to tell her. So we're going to come back, talk some more shit. What time, no lie, Lady Ray, my boo baby in the building. I know she got some questions or shit to talk about. We're going to let her talk. We be back. Wait till I get dressed. June 12th is
great. I'll see you, Queen B.
Shout out to the king.
Shout out to Queen B.
Queen B stayed up. We'll be back.
Y'all know why? Yeah.
Just wait till I get dressed.
What a talk, girl. Let's get it.
Got these ugly bitches feeling like a threat, and I'm telling you, just wait till I get dressed.
Just wait till I get dressed.
I be out here, I ain't even trying to flex,
yeah.
But I'm telling you, just wait till I get dressed.
Just wait till I get dressed.
Niggas be acting funny. Now he is so involved. I always been a bitch that calls us a bitch's problem. I'm a lady in the street, but I can throw back me a bottle. Said he's checking out my form, cause he likes the way I swallow. I be laughing at a nigga cause he thinking that he got it. I'ma be the only bitch or we ain't gon' be rockin'. He think cause I ain't dressed that these bitches ain't gon' watch me. She gon' motherfuckin' hate me and her nigga gon' be on. I can hang with other niggas.
Dirty Herb, a.k.a. Dirty the Herb Man, out of Phenom NC, and you listening to the Stage Radio. Make sure to share it with your GF, your BF, and anybody that be left. Holla back.
Yo, somebody call the police. They killing them. We got a beastie on the stage. Call the fire department. Yo, it's getting out of here. Finesse the plug, man. Y'all already know what time it is.
For the hate, they can't reach us. For the hate, they can't reach us. Yeah, Fred Black, Hip Hop Cinema in the building. Tune into the Stage Radio. You already know. Let's get it.
Tune into the Stage Radio Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Hey, you can even hit us up at thestageradio.com. That's thestageradio.com.
It's the Stage Radio.
Okay, I'm reloaded.
Shout to Finesse Plug too, man. Finesse Plug bodied it. That was one of his best performances to me. He was going through with some things. He just came from a funeral. And I guess he had a point to prove. So shout to Finesse Plug. He bodied it. A whole lot of kings.
That's my God. A
whole lot of kings. So, Lady Rain, on some positive, who was one of the best performers you've seen that night?
Well, let me go ahead. Like, my most all-time favorite, like you said, shout out to Finesse for Plug, RP, rest in that. Mike Mann, that was a hard day for the city. So, shout out for him for even pressing his way through. But A-Game, oh, my God, like, this is really... really did her thing. And I'm also, like, real proud of the way that Payway, that boy, that young man, he's not a boy, you know, that young man is only 15 years old, and I'm saying by the time he's 17, like, his music is fire. By the time he's, like, 17, his music is going to match with his performance. I like how he starting to incorporate little moves with his songs, you feel me? So that was, like, real dope for me. And, like, even though, like, Ty music was messed up, the way she hit that acapella and just said, wait a minute, even though this obstacle right here, let me still show y'all who I am. You know what I'm saying? She still showed up. So, you know what I'm saying? It was like, that was still dope, and it was still epic, you know. Shout out to the Stage Radio for always providing dope platforms for independent artists. So those was my three.
Todd,
don't lie. What made
you go acapella?
Because
they got
video where
you going acapella
type,
and you went bananas.
You didn't go acapella. But I'm going to tell you no lie. Listen, dead ass. During brain synced it in my face. Where I heard my music keep fucking up. And she was like, don't. If you look at mine, she was like, don't stop. Keep going. You better not let this fuck you up. Like, don't stop. And then you hear Nick, you see Nikki walking over there. When I'm like, I've got this look on my face. And I'm like, they're not getting the full experience. And I got this look on my face. And Nikki walking over there. And next thing I know, DC like, we want to hear Tasha Bills do an acapella. And I'm like, that's fine. I could do it however you
yo,
want.
Yo, Nikki walked over there.
I was going to come in there.
Nikki said, yo, Nikki don't deal with the artists at all. If y'all know, Nikki at any performance show she don't do, that's not what she do. She stay in her lane. I stay in my lane. She don't deal with the artists. I deal with the artists. But this was the first time at a performance when Nikki came to me and she was like, ain't no fucking way. What you gonna do about this? You gotta fix this. I was sitting there like, what? She said, you gotta fix this. Maybe if she go acapella. So let's go let her go acapella then. And she bodied it. Nikki was not letting that woman walk on stage. without concluding her show. Shout out to Nikki. Queen B, what's good?
Shout out to Nikki.
I don't know where my judge at, but she doing whatever judges do, probably drinking vodka, saying they got water in the cup. But, I don't know. But it was a good performance. Nikki, speak your piece. I can't hear you, Mari. I think you double muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Look at your sexy voice.
You're silly.
My
take on the situation was, it was out of order. Whether Ty felt disrespected, she says she doesn't, so that's a mute issue. Nobody needs to even bring that point up anymore. Nobody needs to bring the topic up anymore, but nobody needs to bring that up anymore. That's a mute point. Where Rain says she looked at me, and I told her, no, you're not. And she said, yes, I am. And I said, no, you're not. Is because I know how.
Yeah.
I'm married to BC.
Angel.
I'm married to BC. I say that 3,000 times. And.
Say what? About to.
I'm muting her. She's handling business. So it's hard for him to not perform when he's out and somebody is asking him to perform, to perform, to perform. So I get it. I absolutely get it. Do I think it was cool? No. But it wasn't, to me, an issue. The show went on. Everybody was cool. We had fun. I just didn't think it was an issue. It was the kind of thing that it happened where I see if anybody was to feel a way about not performing, because that's the only way I really would see that somebody would have something to say, is if they didn't get a chance to perform, but they saw someone else perform. The same point I tried to make all night had nothing to do with Rain. On the mic, nobody else. It had to do with everybody wanting an intermission after every performance. I need for the artists to step up their artistry. Because everybody knows each other and everybody is cool, it's easy to get caught up in sitting around shooting the shit. But if you're here to promote yourself and your brand, or you're here to support another artist, then be attentive and be in the building. Take your intermissions when intermissions are called, and then come back when you're called back in. Because a lot of people discredit local events. And when you go out, when you can't even maintain a level of professionalism at home, when you step out in the street, they're going to eat you up. You're not going to get booked. If you can't focus and sit down for 2 hours, 3 hours, our shows are 4 hours, and we give several intermissions, but we run out of time, and people don't get a chance to perform. It's not because of a lot of things. But number one, it's not because people are not where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. That was the issue. This to me is mute. It happened. It is what it is. I didn't think it was a big deal. Beastie didn't think it was a big deal. But I'm not going to get on here and play the radio. I'm not going to get on here and be like, oh, yeah, sis, you know, it is this, and this one is that, and I love everybody, and kumbaya, I'm a lord. That's not my style. Rain looked at me. I looked at her. What was said, and there was nothing else that needed to be said. I had no major issues with it. There was no problems that night. Everything flowed. That should have been the end of it. But people are entitled to say what they want to say. People are entitled to feel how they feel. And Rain, you feel like she should have came to you if y'all were considered each other acquaintances, to say the least, beyond a friend or a sister, acquaintance. She felt like she wanted to go public. We live in that type of arena. She went public with it. You felt the need to address it, which I wish you would not have. I wish you would not have for the sake of your brand, because it 1,000% pulled you out of character. And for what you're trying to do, things like that will fuel any negative tonations that somebody may have said about you out of hate or out of love. It's going to fuel it. And that's not what you want to present. That's not where you're supposed to be at this stage in your career. That's not what's expected of you by people who've been there from the beginning. Like he said, if he didn't call you and I didn't call you, let people talk. Because what's next after this? Is the Shade Room, TMZ, Boston, all the blogs, because that's where you're going. You and a couple of other artists have the capability to supersede anybody's expectation. But how will you handle it on a bigger stage? How will you handle it on a bigger platform? The fault is not yours. If anybody didn't get to perform, we ran out of time. We ran out of time because everybody wanted to kick it. And it is what it is. There was no beef in the building. There was no arguing in the building. So we was cool with it. But I let everybody know, if y'all don't come inside and somebody don't get to perform, that's on y'all. I do not think that it was worth someone making a post and subbing you. I do not think it was worth you coming out of your character. And
Nikki, let me ask you
I just want everybody to grow.
What if the woman was not subbing her? Because I don't know.
Eventually it came out.
I only spoke to Rain. Kind of lie, I did not speak to this woman. But what if the woman was not really subbing her?
But it came out that she was, though.
Well, she was.
So ain't no need to say what if she wasn't, because it came out that she was.
Yeah, she
and then Lady Rain was on the window.
She did say so. She said it.
So she said it was. Ain't no what if she was.
How did it come out? Because maybe I missed.
She said it.
I don't get on Facebook.
She said it on Lady Rain.
She said it
on Rain.
What did she say?
She said she was subbing Rain. Rain addressed her about the post, and she responded to Rain, saying that she should not have done whatever, the way that she responded. I'm not trying to quote nobody because I don't want to say it wrong. But she responded, and she acknowledged what her post was about and whom her post was about. So I'm also, like I said, I'm not here to play the radio. I'm not here to throw her under no bus either. She's entitled to feel how she felt. I just feel like it was misguided.
So how do you
It was necessary.
I feel like it was unnecessary. It was just unnecessary, period. You feel, and like you said, everybody's entitled to feel. I got feelings towards stuff. But that don't mean I'm finna run in social media to deface nobody's character because I'm feeling some type
exactly.
of way. I feel stuff about the way people do stuff every day. But I don't feel like, especially when you know the position that the person that you're finna speak about is in, you know what I'm trying to do.
Exactly.
You know what road
exactly.
I'm on. You know all this. Why would you even, like, put that? Why would you do that? And then at the same time, I'm looking at the fact that we don't have no issues between each other. So where is it coming from? And then when you get on the live, every issue that you have with me comes out. So you've been having issues with me. You've just been too cowardly to say something. Really? That's how I feel about it, yeah. And like I did, like Nikki, you, like I said, you know me better than anybody. When I know I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. I admit I'm wrong. I apologize. Even before I got off the live, I apologize to everybody that really know me. They know that ain't even my character. I prayed. I prayed before I even got off the live because I knew I was wrong in even presenting that part of who I was to the world. But no way, no form. I felt disrespected. So I answered.
Okay, shout out to my bros. Is there a problem? Shout out to my bros, Ray Seller. Them is my guys. Hey, is there a problem with Lady Ray, BME, and Ray Seller?
No. Listen. Let me start with Busta Brown. Busta Brown has been one of the most undercover, silent, I want to say, encouragers of Lady Rain. He's like on that level with BC and Nikki. When I'm in the wrong, Busta is quick to say, or when I'm falling short, Busta is quick. He's even told me, Lady Rain, this is quoted from Busta. Lady Rain, you have set a standard for yourself in this city, and we would not accept nothing no less. That's from Busta. I've never had a relationship conversation with BZ or anybody else of the Race Taylor group to even have an issue with them. I love Race Taylor. I love their music. I support their brands and everything. So for their representative to say nobody wants to work with me, I want to know, do Race Taylor have an issue with Lady Rain? Because it came from your representative, and your representative is only the people that know you that know me, because she can't go outside of them and say nobody want to work with me and Prada finna drop something.
I
can name a list.
I heard that. So do you think did they reach out to you and say no or yes?
No, they haven't. You heard it. I asked the question on the live. Do Ray Taylor got an issue with Lady Rain that they don't want to work with Lady Rain? I pose it again. Do Race Taylor have an issue with Lady Rain that they don't want to? Do they have an issue with my character? Because can't none of them really say they know my character. They know my music. They don't know my character.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? These is my guys, Race. Lady Rain is my sister. Sandra, I fuck with you all day. Hold on to Tico, Rachel, y'all already know. I just need this to get fixed. Because life is too short and all of y'all are awesome. I just need this. I don't know where the misunderstanding, I don't know where it got misconstrued, but I need y'all to fix this. Because it's out of control. I need y'all to fix this. I don't know how y'all gonna fix this. Because there's a lot of egos. And I know as an Aries, my ego is beyond the moon.
It ain't just you, that's all Aries, I'm sorry. That's
for real, I'm letting it rain, baby.
That's what I said.
I'm letting it rain, my nigga. Hold
on. No. I understand.
Just like Beastie, I'm Beastie, bitch.
Right.
It ain't for real. Hey, look, my ego's so big. My ego's so big, I don't even care. I just want to know what y'all think about the song. Like, I just want to know what y'all think about my turn. Because my brother was jugging to that shit. You feel me? You were back there jugging.
Yeah.
For real.
Hell yeah. I enjoyed myself. Yo, shout out to everybody who came through, man. Queen B, you missed a good show, Queen B. I don't know what Queen B working. She working, doing.
I am working, but you know, I'm here still. I'm trying to listen at the same time, but I, you know, to be drama. It's always something. It's always something with
you. It's always something. You know what, Queen B?
Always
gotta get
something together, bro. That's it.
Queen B.
It's getting too old for this shit.
Right. You as a host at the Stage Radio, you know that every Sunday, because we do our shows on Saturday, so you know that every Sunday after the show is always something. So I thought, you know, when I woke up, Queen B, I thought everything was good. And here we go.
I just want to ask, who was it this time? Just say who. Tell me who.
It wasn't us.
No, we can't do it. She's not here.
I know it wasn't us. It's never
us. She's not here, and we're not going to say
anything. Never us. Fuck that.
They
have no issues destroying shit that we... First of all, this is also what we got to stop doing. We got to stop not holding people accountable for their fucked up actions. That's a part of the problem. Some people need to be held accountable for their actions. And if it requires saying their name, then their name needs to be said. Because at some point in life, they need to realize, they need to grow up and chill out. And if you got to say, Angel, or I'm sorry, Queen B, you need to grow up and chill out, then that needs to be said. Don't just be like, man, people need to just chill out. Because at this point, we don't know who
okay.
these people.
Queen B.
All right, I'm going to chill.
You need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah, I got you. I respect
you.
But that's
on the thousand.
But yeah, I would say at the end of the day, Beastie, I'm going to say, at the end of the day, Beastie, I'm going to say it like this. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never had an issue with said person. And though I feel like you was way out of line, said person, for real, because our relationship should have been way bigger and more growner than that. Like, social media, people aren't allowed to express themselves on social media, but at levels that we are at, like Nikki said, in the career, in business, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Certain things
uh-huh.
should not take place. Certain things should not happen. My life should not never had happened. But at the same time, I feel like I should not have been in a position to have that life. But so that's not what I'm saying.
No,
at the end of the day,
no,
I'm saying this.
No.
Listen, let me finish what I'm saying. At the end of the day, said person, I'm saying this. If you feel like my actions that night offended you as a participant of an event, I'm sorry. For every bitch and every, like, thing that I called you on that live, I'm sorry. I stand behind what I said. You should have called me. But all the name calling and all the, you know, all the extra stuff that came on the live, I apologize. If you feel some type of way about me, if I've ever done anything to offend you, I apologize. Period.
At the end of
period.
The day, at the end of the day, y'all are artists. Y'all are rappers, y'all are singers, y'all are performers.
You're at the end of the day, I'm a grown woman.
Y'all can't let.
I'm a woman
first. Y'all can't let. Okay, y'all women.
Hey.
Okay, y'all are queens. Y'all are kings. 24. Y'all cannot let these people. Y'all cannot let no one bring you in. Yo, you know how much shit we said about the Stage Radio? I'm a whole gangster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a whole gangster, but I do not respond. Even in my house, I might flip the fucking table in the house. Sure,
mm-hmm.
Toss the dog up, flip the dog around.
Okay.
Sure,
okay.
But on social media, uh-huh. Not this. On social media, don't bring that shit to social media. Let these people say what they gotta say because it's their page. You don't like what they got to say on their page, delete them. But y'all artists, and y'all can't let them take your brand down. And it makes them take your brand down. The woman said, no one wants to work with you. The love you made would make me scared to work with you. I ain't going to hold you. If you ask me the radio shit, it would make me scared. like, I don't know if I should work for her. Uh-oh. But if you had you not said nothing, I'd be like, yeah, I can't wait to work for her. She keep her mouth shut. She about her business.
That's one person, DC. That's one, that you one person, though, for real. Like, and it's easy to say that because, like you say, it's a lot of stuff said about the stage radio, but everybody is different. And that's the thing about people. People need to really start keeping it real. Because if you ever say that, okay, Rain, like, I ain't never reacted to somebody disrespecting me, you will be telling a lie. Like, for real, for real. If you ever felt disrespected, you're not going to sit here and say that, okay, I was disrespected and I ain't feel the need to say nothing or I'm too grown for that. Let's be real. People have emotions. And based on if I felt a different way at the time that I seen that, maybe I would not have responded. But like I said initially, you don't know what I'm going through in my life for anybody to feel like they can come for me at this moment. You feel what I'm saying? Am I still saying that I'm wrong for what I did? Yeah, I could have handled it a whole totally different way. But at that moment, people react to what they're going through, what they feel, and what they see in that moment. And at that moment, I was disrespected.
My wife tells me all the time, she says, the biggest thing she says is, and maybe it's an Aries thing, she says, you have to stop acting off emotion.
Yep.
She tells me this all the time.
That's it.
She said you have to stop acting off emotion.
I felt it.
But who? Okay, so that's fine. But even my sister had to grow to that point. Ain't everybody ain't perfect. People have to grow to a point.
Exactly.
Like, I know every action don't want a reaction. But am I on that point where I say, okay, let me not react? I'm there sometimes. I'm humanly.
Right.
Let's be human. Let's be human.
Right, that's human. Right, that's human.
You're human.
This is what I tell her. But when I look at it, this is what I tell her. I'm human. But when I look at it, she is 100% right. I have
She's
to
correct.
Stop
Very.
Off emotion.
That is, it's a correct statement. It's a correct statement. But I guarantee you,
but
I guarantee you, she had to grow there. She had to grow there.
Right now, listen, I'm telling both of y'all right now, all three of us on this damn platform right now, we all everything. What Nikki said ain't no damn lie. Because whatever we feel like at that moment, we are headstrong. We cannot get us out of that mindset. We're going to do what we do until it's like, all right. You might think about this shit later, like, I fucked up. Or, I knew I was right. They ain't going to tell me I was wrong. I can't nobody change our mind. We have to change our own mind. As Aries is, nobody can change our mind. We got to change our own mind of thinking. Nobody can manipulate us. We either got to see it for ourselves, or we got to go through the shit and know that the shit is wrong. I'm just being honest. I'm lying.
So that was,
am I lying? If I'm lying.
That was the best thing that was told to me. Like, you have to stop going off your emotion. You have to stop living off emotion. Because I turn up, man. And then I end up being the wrong person. I say this. Every problem starts with a root. Okay, let's take the tree outside. I say this all the time. Let's take the tree outside. You see this big-ass tree? It's big as fuck. But before that big-ass tree was out there, there was a root. Something that made it grow, the root. Now, what was the root? But you don't see that because the root is underground. You just see Beastie turning the fuck up. You don't see what made Beastie go fucking bananas.
Now, if you better
you
please,
just see
you
that big ass tree.
Oh,
you
real.
Just see that big ass tree. Now, I'm the wrong motherfucker because, excuse me, all you see is that big ass tree outside. You don't see what started this shit. And I'm tired of being that big ass tree, man. But I can't be the root. I'm tired of being looked at as the problem when I'm not the problem. I don't turn me up.
Somebody had to fucking let your little toy in the back. You had to turn a little paper. You had to turn a little knob in the back. You had to turn a little knob in the back to get the little toy to wind up.
It's Monday.
You had to pull the string. Did you get the toy to wind up? No. Somebody had to get him wind up. Because
so now your ass is jack in the box. BC, you out here as a jack in the box now.
Somebody made a
jack in the box pass.
Do.
I just got this shot right now. I promise y'all can do a dance.
Who made him pop out? Who made him pop out? Don't get mad.
Yeah, anybody gonna pop? I'm pop out. I'm a pop out. My little tank ass. I'm a pop out.
No,
I'm doing the big girls rock out here. I'm be a big girl by
the
time July comes.
I'm trying to chill. I wanna see everybody rock. Right now, I wanna see the big girls rock. Can the big girls rock? Right now, Mickey, I want that Big Girl Rock remix. Shout out to Senator Starr. Senator Starr, kill yourself. But I want you that Big Girl Rock. I need
that.
Did
you just tell somebody to kill themselves on air?
My name is Monica.
I know that I was never on here.
Senator Starr, kill yourself.
My name
you
Monica.
You
know
why. We
I ain't heard
Big
shit
Girl
about
Rock, Lady Rain. Featuring Senator Starr, BME, stay dark. This stay sharp. That kind of line of business, Judge. Let's go.
Black money. Black money. Ah. Let it rain. Let's go. I'm gonna Big Girl Rock. You can Big Girl Rock. 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 They gon' Big Girl Rock. To the left, to the left, to the right. We gon' step and watch us Big Girl Rock. Rock. You can Big Girl Rock, 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 rock. They gon' Big Girl Rock. To the left, to the left, to the right. We gon' step and watch us Big Girl Rock. I be stepping in the club and everybody do their thing. See the little girl in the corner swinging bits up out the face. Underestimate a big girl, but you bout to know my name. And when I see you standing still, I'ma call your ass a lame. Ain't got time for silly games, I'm chasing bags, no clout, and that's gon' show.
y'all. It's your girl, Niecy from WTW. Call in, bitches.
Yeah, this your girl, Tiffany Tippy Hill. Y'all already know what it is. I'm rocking with the Stage Radio.
Shout out to Tiffany Hill. Out there
every day, all day.
Whatever Tiffany says.
Tiffany, motherfucking
hell. Right. Y'all need y'all locks fixed up. Go see Tiffany. Tiffany got y'all. Y'all need your lock done up. She gonna get your dreads looking right. Shout to her. There's a whole lot going on, man. Like, I'm gonna say this. I got a lot of people who I call family. I got a lot of people who I call friends. If you fucking up, I'm going to tell you as a family member. If you fucking up, I'm going to tell you as a friend. If you don't want to be my friend or associated with Beastie anymore, don't. I'm cool with it. Because I know I only told you something for your good. Eddie Rain, like I said, you fucked up because you should not have made a lie. Ty, no lie. I love you too. You should not have made a lie. This woman is entitled to say whatever the fuck she want to say on her page. That's her page.
No.
To whoever, to whoever. She's entitled to her page.
Yeah.
If you don't like what she say on her page, that's her page. You can delete her. But you should not. If you felt some sort of way, you, Lady Rain, like you said, she could have picked up the phone and called you. If you felt some sort of way, you should have picked up your phone and called her.
I ain't finna sit here and let y'all condone this broad coming at me on social media like that, though.
Oh,
I am not finna do that. And that's how I'm feeling.
No, that's just not what we're doing. No, that's just not what we're doing.
We're not
No, this is not what we're doing. This is not what we're doing. We're not taking sides. We're telling the truth. No, she should not have got on social media and tore you down. She, if she had your contact number, woman, because I can't say your name, you should have called Lady Ray. That was whack. That's not how we give it up as a family. We call each other. And we tell each other how the fuck we fucking up. We don't get on social media and do that. We don't do that. So, woman, you was fucking up also. Again, if you feel some sort of way, you call me a bro, call me. Or get on social media. I don't give two fucks. But you should not have not, you should not have defamed this woman's name on social media if you call her your sister. You should not. You should have called this woman. Hey, listen, you fucking up, sis. If that's how you felt. No one sees where the big tree comes from. They just see the big tree. They just see Lady Rain, the big tree. No, Lady Rain had to get this shit from Lil Sis, the root. No. You should not have disrespected that woman. And then you got on there and said, no one will work with Lady Ray. I got projects with this woman that we not dropped yet. You can't say that. Say you will not work with her. You can't say no one because you don't know all the rappers, singers that might be willing to do a song with her. No, you cannot say that. No, you cannot say that. Lady Rain, I respect you because you apologize for all the name calling. But you should not have got on there and responded. You know who you are. You know you ain't snatched no mic. You don't have to defend yourself. You know you didn't do it. You didn't. Got no lie right here. No lie. Got no lie right there. She said you did not snatch her mic. You knew you didn't do that, anyway. So you should not have got on there. Got no lie. You should not have got on there and said nothing. That was between Lady Rain.
I don't like that shit. And that I want some rain shit.
No,
you
no,
can
no,
say
no.
with BC.
You
no, can't
no,
tell me,
no.
man.
No, but you should have called Lady Rain and had a discussion with Lady Rain.
We did.
Or the woman.
Rain, we
you,
talked.
But you, talked. Right. But that was
we
cool,
did.
But you got on live with it. Y'all can't. Y'all artists.
Oh, man.
Y'all dope
like,
fucking artists.
I've been being nice, though.
What did you do?
I've been being nice.
What did you do? You acted for
nice.
Emotion. You
I
acted
for
nice emotion. You acted off emotion. We
well,
as
be
aliens,
nice on the
I do dumb shit all the time. I do dumb shit at the end of the day.
And then
I'm,
we regret it
honestly,
later.
I'm talking
then
to
we
me,
regret it later.
Honestly, yes. Honestly, I'm talking to myself right now because I do dumb shit as an Aries. I act off emotion at least 5 times off the weekend. It's only 7 days. I do it all the time. I know how we act, but we can't do that because y'all are professionals. And we can't bring the world
Damn.
Into it. The world look at
Damn.
Us better. We can't do it, bro. Lady Rain, I told Lady Rain in front of the world, dude. She the queen of hip-hop and R&B. Can nobody say I didn't? As the queen of hip-hop and R&B, she cannot do that.
Yeah.
She gotta say, fuck them. Fuck them, bro. Fuck them. You, Ty No Lie, you super dope. You coming up in this game. You about to be the next fucking J. Cole from Fayetteville, from North Carolina, I want to say. You cannot do that. You cannot do that, bro. We have to hold our emotions. Take it out. Go flip
Can
the
I
fucking table
Can
over.
I say
Go be the kid or something.
Can I say something?
But don't be the social media.
They say
But don't
I'm an Aries.
Can
I say
social
something?
Media, yo.
Can I say
no,
something?
Nigga, I'm
can I say something?
When I'm done, no disrespect, when I'm done, you can say what you want to say. We cannot continue to do this. We cannot. We are professionals. We have to keep a professional mind state. We cannot, no matter what. The woman said what she said, whether Lady Rain felt it was disrespectful, whether Ty No Lie felt it was disrespectful, whether Beastie Nicki, George Clinton, even if George Clinton thought it was disrespectful, we cannot bring it to social media. Lady Rain said it herself. If we are sisters, you should have called me. If that you call her your sister, you should have called her. What's up, bro? Why the fuck you dissing me on social media?
But that's just
we cannot bring this shit to the public, bro. Because we entertaining them. You wear the bag at? Where the bag at? Who getting paid for entertaining fucking Facebook? The founder of social media is loving it. Because the more comments y'all get, the more spins he get, the more money he get. Just like y'all get paid for clicks, he get paid for clicks. He get paid for clicks. The more comments y'all get, oh yeah, I got 100 comments on my shit. He made the bag, not y'all. He made a bag. Because y'all got 500 comments or 500 likes. He made the bag. I'm not even saying by his name because I'm not trying to give him the bag. He made the bag. Call him. If that's your bro, That's your sis? Call her. Because sometimes we do dumb shit, bro. We humans, we do dumb shit that we don't have to argue on Facebook and entertain the book. We call each other. Yo, Tano, why the fuck you diss me on Facebook, bro? Lady Rain, what the hell you got going on? Why you diss me? Queen B, what the fuck you talking about? But all of this is on a phone call. I'm not doing that shit on Facebook. I'm not giving that man no money because he's not giving me none. What you got to talk about, Ty?
I don't need to know. I lost my train of thought. That's why I tried to get him where I fit in. I'm gone.
That's good.
It's gone.
We don't need
no, fuck that. It ain't
to be
good.
Paying these people.
We I know
not
what
need to be paying these people for the thoughts we have in our mind when we call each other brothers and sisters. That woman disrespected. If Lady Rain, you felt that woman disrespected you and she could have called you, the highway go both ways. You could have called her.
No, I hear you, Beastie. It didn't sound. I'm telling you, good sermon on this good morning. But it's almost like the cat that opened the can of tuna. When you do so, he's like, you got to pay a price. Like, nah, I had to go on social media, and I stick by my apology for doing so. But at the same time, you don't never know. It's like you're saying, you got to stick by what you're saying, BC. Before there was a tree, mm-hmm. there was a root. You don't know where I come from. You don't know my life, especially if you didn't buy the book. You understand what I'm saying? Plug in my life to be exact. They go to plug. Listen, you don't know where I come from. It took a lot for me to be who I am today. And though I'm not perfect, no, I'm not all the way there, no, God is not finished with me, yet he's still working on me. Don't push a button that you don't know what's going to fly open after you push that button. So people got to start thinking at the same time while we don't have to act on our emotions, the world is based off emotions. You understand what I'm saying? People move by emotions. She was emotional when she put that post up, right or wrong, right? You understand what I'm saying? So she wasn't need to do based off her.
You were emotional.
Okay. And I'm saying that. I'm saying that. But at the same time, sticking to what I'm saying.
Can I speak real quick? Rain, I'm going to speak to you directly. You being in the position that you're in, you know, doing what you just did a couple of months ago, you're held to a higher standard, just like these fucking celebrities. When they do dumbass shit, they got to go right back on there and fucking apologize because it's bad for publicity, bro. So that shit is not even, it's on your level, it's not acceptable at all. Yes, I understand.
No,
Queen,
her level is not no higher than her level.
Be,
I'm not on a higher level than nobody out here, period. I'm not about to be held accountable. No, stop that excuse shit. That's some bullshit. That's some excuse shit that people like to use. Yeah, I just signed an AE, so the fuck what? This lady is a fucking manager. This lady owns businesses. This lady, no, I'm not. Nobody's
you
better than nobody.
Better.
Everybody is held accountable
now,
on the same level.
I said you're held to a higher standard, which means
no,
when
sis,
you're
you my baby sister,
eyes,
I love
you
to death,
to,
and you know I do.
You have
but
to.
No.
Unfortunately, this is the price we got to pay. And you know this is the same shit I would tell your brother or anybody who I feel and I know is at a higher level in certain places
love
as
you.
Far as a business
love
is concerned.
You. But at the same time,
sometimes,
no. Ain't nobody. Nobody. Nobody is exempt.
Always.
Mm-mm. It might be, but nobody's exempt because this lady is at a. Me and this lady walk on the. This is what I'm saying. This is how much respect I have for her. This lady is a grand hustler. This lady got multiple business. This lady's managing some of the top artists in the motherfucking 2-6 right now. No, she
yes,
needs
she
to be
does.
Held accountable. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't nobody on no better level than nobody to say, hold on, Wayne, you know, I don't give a fuck if I just signed to fucking Jay-Z and Beyonce. I don't give a damn. You pressed a button that you shouldn't have never pressed. She should have thought about her emotions. The world is based off emotions. When you wake up in the morning, you wake, your emotions tell you you want to wash your face, brush your teeth, and lay the fuck back down, and it's your choice what you do.
Like Beastie said, there was a root before there was a tree. I was damaged. I was fucked up. I was living in pain before I got to where I am today. So to press buttons of disrespect, and I live by a G code that say I would never tolerate nobody disrespecting me, period. I don't give a damn who
yes,
it is.
There definitely was a root before there was a tree, but in order for that tree to grow, you had to water it. And what you did was water it. You should have just let that bitch grow slowly on its own. Because eventually, if it don't have no water, that bitch is going to die.
It is what it is. Because watch Queen B over there talking that shit. Why she over there talking that shit? Let me pull her card. You ain't never let a bitch disrespect you that you didn't pull up on. Now, we can talk about a lot of shit. Y'all not going to pull my card. Now, don't pull my card because
yes,
I've never seen you let nobody disrespect you that you didn't answer to.
Oh,
yes,
no.
I've been doing it for these last couple of months. I do that shit all the time. Man, I seen a bitch that I told her I was going to do her motherfucking dirty in her face, and she was in my face, and I didn't even put a hand on that bitch. So trust me, a lot of bitches disrespect me, and I didn't for my business, for my job,
but
for
have
my
you
fucking reputation and my
but
name,
have
bro.
You always, though? Have you always?
Hold on,
I didn't see you answer to some
times.
Shit now.
Hold on, y'all. Queen B, you say you did it for your what? You
my
did it for your
business? My name, for who I am. Yes.
Now.
Right, Lady Ray.
Now.
You are a business. You are a bitch.
I know who I am.
You,
yeah,
Lady
I
Ray,
know who I am.
I know
what I am.
Lady Ray. Lady Ray. Lady Ray. Everybody know that you a gangster in these streets. Everybody know you get it popping in these streets. But at the end of the day, you a business. And you got to chill for your business, bro. You got to chill. Because you are, you got
to
go.
I think for us to be on the
you
radio,
are
I did
business.
Too. I did real good.
You are a business. You are a business, Lady Ray.
I didn't apologize to the lady. It was a sincere apology. I'm letting it go, but I would never. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, I'm a woman. I'm a business. But before that LLC came, and before that was ever out of the ghetto, and before there was ever a My Life to Be Exact, and three songs in a movie, and a sign to an AE, my name was Candace LaShawn Bowe. I was a woman. And a woman, and I am a woman first. You want respect, you
well,
give it. When you become disrespectful, then that's what it is.
Hold on. I didn't get the middle name. What was that, LaShawn?
Shut up.
Hold on, I didn't get
that. Shut up, bitch.
You see, Lady Ray?
Shut up, bitch.
You be talking too much? You see? You see what happens when you talk
too
much?
Hold on.
Don't laugh at me, BC.
George, we be back. Hell no. We be back tomorrow, man.
Live.
Tuesday.
George.
We had a lot of fun that day.
Oh,
man.
Now you want to be back
the
Tuesday.
King.
Any
all right, George.
Like we be back tomorrow.
Love y'all.
We
had
a lot of fun that day. Love y'all. Love you, Lady Ray. Love you, Queen
Bee. Y'all too, man.
I know a lot. Love you. Yo, I love you, mysterious person, because we can't say your name. My boo, baby.
I love you so mysterious person. I love you because that's the only way I would get to heaven.
There you go. Do
that with
love. I think they want the lamb. I'm trying to be like Jesus with everything that I am. I think they want the lamb. Or do they want the lamb? If you ain't got a man, you don't think that you understand. I think they want the lamb. Or do they want the lamb? Do they want the lion? I tell them here I am. I think I see Goliath. I'm got the best of them in the hand.
and why they people wanna try me. Like they don't know who I am.
That I can't stand for.
Yo.
Stand your ground and throw hands for it.
Yo.
Invade in my face, that's a no-no.
Yo.
Don't chart with the borders, that's a no-go.
Yo.
Everything that I got, God gave me.
Yo.
Can't have my cookies, God made these.
Yo.
If I die for, I let you come and take these.
Yo.
If I love my joy, faith, and peace.
Yo.
If you want it, got a tune, we can teach this.
Yo.
45, 4 and 5 with a plate flip.
Yeah.